Now, you are listening to an explanation about a summary of ADR, Alternative Dispute Resolution, concerning the return of a child or a parent's access to a child based on the Convention of the Civil Aspects of International Child Abduction, the Hague Convention. The Fukuoka Bar Association Dispute Resolution Center has been commissioned by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to conduct this ADR. While listening to this explanation, please review the Fukuoka Bar Association Dispute Resolution Center's explanation of summary that is posted on their website. 1. Areas of dispute handled by the center. This ADR handles disputes over the return of a child or a parent's access to a child. You can also address child support payments, divorce, or other family-related disputes. 2. Types of ADR proceedings. There are two types of ADR proceedings, which are mediation and arbitration. In mediation proceedings, mediators will help parties solve disputes through mutual discussion. During the arbitration proceedings, the parties agree in advance to refer the dispute to the arbitrator's decision, and they will then make a decision. There are some cases where mediation proceedings are at some point changed to arbitration proceedings, where arbitrators recommend settlement during the arbitration proceedings. In this connection, most of the dispute resolution proceedings handled by the center are mediation proceedings, and therefore the explanation from here on will basically focus on mediation proceedings. For arbitration proceedings, please read the explanation of summary. 3. Method of application. An application to the center can only be made after you have received this explanation and agreed to participate in the proceedings in accordance with the explanation of summary. At the time of making an application, please submit an application form written in Japanese or English to the center. Documents and other items that are required at the time of submission are described in Section 3, Part 1 of the Explanation of Summary. At the time of submitting the documents, please do so by registered mail, return receipt requested, or by email. When documents to be submitted are prepared in a language other than Japanese or English, please attach a Japanese or English translation. 4. Selection of mediators. 5. How to proceed with mediation proceedings. First, in principle, the center will select one male and one female as mediators from the list of candidates. Alternatively, the parties may select mediators from the list of candidates by mutual agreement. Furthermore, secretarial lawyers and interpreters may be selected if necessary. The flow of the proceedings after the selection of mediators is described in the flow chart at the end of the explanation of summary. The language that will be used in the proceedings is customarily Japanese or English, but you may also be permitted to use another language. For the methods of attendance, the parties have a choice of coming to the center on the dates of mediation sessions using an online video call system or using international telephone to attend them. There may be cases in which mediators listen to explanations from the parties on different dates. However, as a general rule, they will listen to such explanations on the same date. Mediation sessions will generally be held during the hours between 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Japan time, and each session will last about 2 hours. In principle, approximately 4 mediation sessions will be held. 6. Method of notice, communication. 7. Preservation and return of documents submitted. The methods of notice and communication are as described in Section 6 of the Explanation of Summary, and the preservation of documents submitted is as described in Section 7 of the Explanation of Summary. 8. Treatment of confidential information. Mediation proceedings and documents submitted are not disclosed to the public. Furthermore, mediators, secretarial lawyers, and interpreters must comply with an obligation of confidentiality. However, when a decision for assistance by the Minister of Foreign Affairs has been made for the case, the center is obligated to submit a report to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and the report prepared by the center will contain the names, addresses, and telephone numbers of the parties, as well as a summary, process, conclusion of the case, and other relevant information. Furthermore, for improvement, training, and other such purposes in connection with this mediation system, we may use individual cases in an anonymous manner in which the details of the cases and parties will not be identified. The applicant may continue proceedings without notifying the respondent of their contact information or other personal information until the final agreement has been reached. Furthermore, if you inform the center of your telephone number and email address, etc., you do not need to disclose your address or other contact information. 9. When the case is terminated mid-process, the applicant may withdraw their application and terminate the proceedings. However, in the case of arbitration, such termination will require the consent of the respondent. Furthermore, if mediators deem it difficult to solve the matter through mutual discussion, they may terminate the proceedings at their own discretion. 10. Documents to be prepared when parties reach an agreement. Arbitration award. When a settlement is reached through mutual discussion, mediators will prepare a settlement agreement in Japanese to set forth the terms and conditions upon which the settlement has been reached, and an English translation of the settlement agreement will be attached. The settlement agreement will be signed by the parties and also by mediators as witnesses, and will then be delivered to each party. One copy will be kept by the center. The settlement agreement's content, the instrument of acceptance of settlement, the award of arbitration, the method of delivery, and other details are described in Section 10 of the Explanation of Summary. 11. Amount of fee. In principle, you do not need to pay fees to make an application for mediation proceedings. If the settlement agreement or the arbitration award only addresses the return of a child or a parent's access to a child, you do not need to pay a contingency fee in principle. However, if the settlement agreement or the arbitration award also addresses child support payments or other matters, you may be required to pay a contingency fee for such matters. As a general rule, the contingency fee will be borne equally by the applicant and respondent. Other details, such as expenses to be borne by the parties, are described in Section 11 of the Explanation of Summary. Contact. If you have any questions about this explanation or what has been mentioned in the Explanation of Summary, please contact the center. You can submit your question or request to the email address described on page 1 of the Explanation of Summary. You can also inquire by telephone, but the response can only be made in Japanese. This ends the explanation.